It is coming up to a 8:15. It is time to talk books. The Tuesday Book Club returns properly this time. Andrew Popel, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Very good to see you.
It's so good to see you. Did you play that for me?
Because I did, of course.
I've been in a cold climate and there were many hot chocolates. We're going to get a cover of mulled wine next.
Where are you just back from?
I've been in the UK.
Okay. Yeah. Not my favourite place to go. Sorry. I was about to apologise for you and say I'm very sorry to hear it, but you've clearly had a very good time.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what your experience of the UK is. We were kind of road tripping around and, just exploring. Went there for a friend's wedding too, which is always really...
totally different.
Really
right.
Nice. Like spending a week catching up with friends that I haven't seen properly for a long time.
Look, in fairness, I was there for work quite a bit, so that's probably why I got jack of it. So
I can imagine working would be hectic.
Yeah. Well, let's kick off Tuesday Book Club.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, and it's great to be back and talking about books. And normally, I'd be endeavouring to bring you the latest and greatest of writings from across Australia. But because I've only just gotten back from the UK, books need to be read. And if the pile of packages in the 2SER mailroom...
It's been amazing.
Yeah, if it's anything to go by, there are going to be many, many amazing pieces of writing to sample in 2018. But today, I wanted to share with you some of the reading that I did while I was away. And just give you a little insight into how maybe a good book can enhance your travel experience.
Oh, cool.
So maybe what I've got for you today might help you if you wanted to, say, head back to the UK. Because, look, the thing about travel, despite your best intentions, you invariably end up being a traveler, doing traveler-type things, or maybe a worker and just it feels like work wherever you are.
A little bit.
So, I mean, I'm the tourist. You're more likely going to be on an open-top bus driving through the city than, say, in the tube at peak hour. You're probably exploring a ruined abbey more than you're exploring, you know, a London office between 9 to 5. And you definitely don't want to be inside a typical British home unless you've been invited in. That's not cool wherever you are. In books, though, we've got this opportunity to discover parts of a country and its people that you might otherwise find hidden in the currents, your diverging currents of your touristy experience and everyday life. So over the next couple of weeks, I thought I'd do this over a few weeks, I'm going to bring for you some UK authors that I enjoyed on my travels, starting today with England. So, look, I've got two books that I lugged around in my backpack. Fun fact, I did actually take an e-reader with me that never left my bag. I just had so much fun rummaging around, like, thrift shops and secondhand bookstores. The UK has so many of them. It's hard to comprehend, actually, how much bigger their publishing industry is and their market is. So, the secondhand industry is also just enormous.
Curious.
So, first up, I have for you Monica Ali's 2003 debut novel, Brick Lane. This is the story of Nazneen, a girl who has always been taught to resign herself to her fate, and she arrives in London from Bangladesh, following the arrangement of her marriage to Chanu. And this novel explores Nazneen's experience as an 18-year-old Bangladeshi woman arriving in this metropolis that's so much larger and beyond her experience, and her growing personal and political awakenings as she negotiates and discovers her identity as a woman, and realizing that there's so much more available to her than anyone has ever led her to believe. I really love this book for its frank dealings with issues of race and gender, and particularly for the way it explored ideas of radicalization and feeling dispossessed. The UK at the moment, it seems, in ways that are not dissimilar to Australia, is wrestling with its sense of identity and struggling with, I guess, some really overtly racist ideologues who are pushing against anyone they consider to not be British. I mean, sound familiar?
Yeah, very familiar, sadly.
And this is so obviously a country that, by consequence of its really far-reaching and destructive colonial history, is actually hugely multicultural. So in Brick Lane, Ali deals with this story, the story of Nazneen, with wit and humour. And as Nazneen observes her world, we're able to see how the complexities of culture and family and country play out in ways that we all ultimately kind of fall in front of.
Okay.
And that we get swept up in. This is definitely a must-read for someone who might be travelling to the UK or staying in London. and living in hotels and visiting palaces and cathedrals, because it's something of a wake-up call about what modern Britain looks like.
Ah, interesting.
Mm. So, next book I have for you is Doris Lessing's 1985 novel, The Good Terrorist.
That is going back? Wow.
Mm, yeah. So, this is definitely a book to read in public. I had a few... Fun fact, I started reading this in an airport on a plane.
Good on you.
Yeah. Had a few fun moments there. So, Lessing takes us into a London squat in the 1980s as Alice and Jasper arrive to join a group of young radicals who are seeking to team up with the IRA. In itself, you could see this playing out in some sort of, I don't know, Jack Ryan, Jack Reacher. Why are they always called Jack?
I don't know. It's Jack. A nice man's name, apparently.
Kiefer, was Kiefer Sutherland in 24? He was a Jack. Jack Bauer.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
All these Jacks out there not meeting their potential as action heroes. Anyway, you could see it playing out as this sort of thriller. But in fact, Lessing hones in on the minutiae of the domestic arrangements within the squat. And Alice's efforts to make the house habitable become perhaps the most radical actions amongst the group. This is definitely a book for the politically minded, whether at home or abroad, as Lessing exposes the various hypocrisies that we adopt to keep calm and carry on. Alice is constantly chided for her bourgeois domesticity. The word bourgeois in this book, it's like...
A lot.
Oh, if Lessing had to pay royalties on using the word bourgeois or comrade... But look, she's also the only true radical amongst the group who seems like they couldn't blow their way out of a paper bag. It's a really fun book like that. And the rest, they play out their personal dramas and flagrantly take advantage of Alice, all the while maintaining the rage and deriding the upper class whom they coexist with in a bizarre parasitic relationship. I picked up The Good Terrorist in an old bookbinder, windy tower bookshop called Scrivener's in a town called Buxton. And like the shop, it kind of helped anchor me to this part of British history that you don't find necessarily visiting all the big tourist sites. Like you're not finding any National Trust squats from the 80s when people were, you know, fighting against Thatcherism. So that was one that really connected me to a different part of the country's history.
It's a nice dual flip side, the two books as well.
Mm. Yeah, it was really fantastic. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I had an amazing trip. But you end up, you're in hotels or Airbnbs and you're doing the things that you know you're supposed to do. And it recalled me to one of my trips to London about 5 years ago where I'd spent a lot of time in London and I only met one actual Londoner. One person who, when I spoke, I said, "Your accent's interesting. Where are you from?" She said, "London." Right, that's right. Nobody else was from London because it's such a big country on a small island full of so many people. And these books really helped me understand it a little bit better.
Well, I love the fact you've brought us other people's fiction as travelogue. I think that works really, really well to kick off the year. Andrew Prebble, thank you very much. Is Final Draft back in action?
Final Draft's going to be back in a couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm getting my reading on, but I'll be back to visit you with Scotland.
I cannot wait.
Scotland next week.
The brave. Andrew, thank you very much.